into the primitive. Buck did not read the newspapers, so he did not know that there was trouble ahead. Trouble for every dog with strong muscles and warm long hair, from Seattle to Southern California. Some men had found a yellow metal in the Arctic darkness, and thousands of other men were rushing there. These men wanted dogs that were heavy, with strong muscles for working hard, and furry coats to protect them from the cold. Buck lived at a big house in a sunny valley in California, which was owned by Judge Miller, and Buck ruled over it all. He was born there, and had lived there for the 4 years of his life. There were many other dogs, but they lived together in the kennels or inside the house. But Buck was neither a house dog nor a kennel dog. The whole of Judge Miller's land was his. Buck was king. King over all the creeping, crawling, flying things of Judge Miller's lands, humans included. His father, Elmo, a huge Saint Bernard, had been the judge's inseparable companion. And when he died, Buck took his father's place. He was not so large. He weighed only 60 kilograms. For his mother, Shep, had been a Scottish sheepdog. He had had a good life, and he was proud of himself, for he had not become a house dog. Hunting and other outdoor activities had hardened his muscles, and swimming had made him healthy.